Hello, and welcome to Something Wiki This Way Comes, a instructional podcast where we go to WikiHow and we use an article to teach you a life skill. My name is Jesse Bergen.
My name is Thomas Tolles.
And I'm Luke Cessalon.
We're going to be learning something that, it's something that everyone's going to encounter in their life. I encountered it.
I remember when you encountered it. It was hilarious, actually.
Oh, man.
There are viral videos where people run to bookstores and do this in front of hundreds of people.
Is that true?
I've seen it for the Harry Potter release.
Yeah.
There were like Harry Potter terrorists who... Well, we should explain what the article is.
So, we're on thin ice here. But the article, the skill we're going to teach you today is how to enjoy a spoiled plot book.
As always, please follow along on WikiHow if you'd like to read and see the pictures as we discuss them.
Here's the thing. One of the hardest things to do in the age of internet is to avoid a spoiler. Sometimes it's just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
For example, did you know that at the end of Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecks...
Whoa.
I haven't seen it yet.
I almost fell into the trap.
But you
see
know what?
How easy it is?
The only way to avoid that is if you happen to have Facebook, if you put on your status, haven't seen movie, please no spoilers, people will not spoil it for you.
Mm-hmm. Should we try to find an example that's already been spoiled that we can use?
Let's use a classic example like Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Oh, Luke hadn't seen that one yet.
Mm. What?
And it's...
Okay, maybe we should try a different one.
Okay,
then.
All right.
Maybe like something older.
How about King Kong?
Right.
How about that King Kong?
Right.
He was
right.
Quite a looker.
He was. He gets off of Skull Island. Spoilers.
Mm-hmm. And he climbs a huge building.
Oh, this is
and,
so good.
You might think that the police officers and the army kill him, but actually it's Beauty that kills the Beast.
Wait, that's the ending of Beauty and the Beast.
And the ending of King Kong.
Oh, boy. If you haven't seen any of these, you've come to the right place, because we're going to teach you how to still enjoy something once it's already been spoiled.
We should drop some hardcore spoilers to really test this
You're
article.
Right. Like, oh, Romeo and Juliet. Maybe not such a happy ending.
Yeah.
Let's dive right in. Step one, understand what a spoiler is and why it occurs. Luke, define spoiler.
Spoiler is something that is going... to ruin something for you. It is a nugget of information that you're like, man, I can't do this anymore. Picture yourself having a cake, and you've learned that someone put fish in it. You're not going to want to have that cake.
Right. You would rather just eat the cake, not knowing there was fish in it, and come to that realization on your own.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Much like my mom ruined the ending of The Sixth Sense to me when I was a kid. We all know the sixth sense is love, which is the twist ending.
Yeah.
And if I had this article when I was younger, I would have been able to enjoy that classic.
Mm-hmm. M. Night Shyamalan could really use a wider audience of people who have experienced this article.
Okay, the second part of the step is, why does the spoiler occur?
And this is key, because you can't fight crime without understanding the causes and the conditions for crime. And spoilers... are a very...
Let's not beat around the bush. It's a crime.
It's a crime, folks.
It is
and
illegal.
If Bill C-58 passes, it will be a jailable offense.
I think it passed.
Spoiler! Political spoiler!
Okay, for the first time in the history of his presidency...
Presidency. Thank you.
I would like to say a sincere thanks, Obama.
Well, why do spoilers occur? It's a crime. Why do people commit crimes? Because they're jerks.
Mm-hmm. They Every criminal something. Is at heart a bad person. And one of the examples here is just, it just churns my stomach to hear this phrasing, but it's so truthful, so accurate to the type of person who creates spoilers. Do you want to read this for us, Jesse?
I'm not sure exactly. You're just referring to the...
A spoil sport.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. Well, let me read this article on my own, am I right? Don't spoil the ending. A spoil sport who wants to ruin someone else's experience of the book. Perhaps someone showing off or just being mean-spirited. I mean, that's an example of a person.
And they should go to jail.
Absolutely.
And now they will.
And I don't know if you can hear, but there was a cop car in the background, hopefully taking someone to prison because of a spoiler.
Yes. The new Maze Runner film is on its way, and
cops
are working OT almost every night of the week trying to keep up with those spoilers.
I think it's going to be a Minotaur in the maze. What do you guys think? It's not a spoiler, it's just a guess.
Some kind of Sphinx Chimera breed mix.
Whoa, okay.
I think at the end of the maze, there's a little treasure chest, and they circle it, and then they get a new placemat.
Sure, yeah, like for dinner.
Right.
Let's go to two. Step two. This is so essential. You gotta start reading. If you're gonna enjoy a spoiled plot book, you're gonna have to read the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once you hear that spoiler, every fiber in your being is gonna tell you, I'm not gonna read the book.
No.
I know what happened.
Yeah, I know that Love in the Time of Cholera ends with them finding a cure for cholera.
Yeah.
But maybe, just maybe, you spent that $9.99 for the book, maybe $1.12 for a bookmark. You've invested a part of your life into this. You've got to see it through.
You've got to read it. And I think the sooner you start reading after the spoiler, the better chance this new information will sort of overwhelm the spoiler and you'll forget it.
Sometimes when you're reading a book, you're like, wait a second, I think that was what was going to happen. But then you start to doubt it. You start to have these different ideas, and then you're thinking, which spoiler is the correct one?
What a gift. What a gift to be given.
It's true. I mean, the unlimited narrative potential of a novel is really, really something, guys. Number three. This is going to come down to attitude. Number three, expect to enjoy the book. Since it's clearly already popular and well talked about, there will be a lot to enjoy about the book.
Although, if the book you're reading is not popular, maybe don't read that
maybe
one.
Maybe don't even try to read it.
If it is so unpopular that nobody even wants to spoil it,
yep.
Put that book in the fireplace.
I mean, everybody spoiled The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, mm-hmm. but nobody spoils The Horse and His Boy. Just saying.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hate The Horse and His Boy.
Mm-hmm. We're not even going to spoil it for you.
No, you'll have to find out what happens to their bond.
Nobody can spoil it because no one can finish it.
No one's finished it. It's a lot of horse riding through the desert.
If you go to
the
Wikipedia article, you go to the Wikipedia article for that book, it says, needs more citations.
It does. And what they mean is, the book needs more citations, because reading citations would be more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we can't get on this common rant that we do.
The Horse and His Boy is a piece of garbage.
Yeah. It can't be overstated. Here's the thing. If the book you're reading hasn't been turned into a young adult movie series, where the last book in the trilogy will be turned into two movies.
Right.
Throw that book in the garbage, and then throw your garbage in a bigger garbage.
If your book has not been adapted into a series of McDonaldland toys, throw that book onto a forbidden island where only the fiercest survive, and never take a trip there.
If you can't go to McDonald's, have a Happy Meal, enjoy some really salty fries, biting into that burger with one pickle in it.
So good.
Slurping on that half-mixed Coke and water, and then opening up a toy from that book of yours. Don't even bother eating that meal.
You got to expect to enjoy the book. If you're going to get through this book, just force yourself to enjoy it, no matter what it takes. It's all about mindset. Step four. Be skeptical about the spoilers that you think you already know.
I think this ties into that, like, Facebook stuff. People love to pretend and be like, oh, just saw Maze Runner. Darth Vader is the father.
Oh, that better not be what happens, Luke. I swear.
It's confusing.
You have to assume that any spoiler could be for the book you're reading.
Mm-hmm. Every fact you learn could be a spoiler.
It's true.
In the right context.
Especially if you're reading the encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm. So be careful trusting that specific spoiler even applies. What you think is just a fabrication. Yeah.
Was that the end of a thought, or?
It is.
Okay.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Cool. Oh, I see. You didn't want to finish that thought. You wanted us to finish the thought. You didn't want to spoil it for us.
I was taking a long drag on my cigarette after that piece of philosophy dropped.
Okay. I think, just to be completely safe, you probably want to, like, shut yourself away from all media 2 weeks prior to reading this book. Because you can't risk it. You could be walking your dog, and your neighbor leans over the fence and is like, Tim Allen dies at the end of Home Improvement.
What?
The novelization.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, you gotta put those blinders on.
I never finished watching Home Improvement. Is that how it ends?
Well, the novelization ends with him dying.
Okay.
You know, Wilson dies in the TV show.
We are trying our best here, but spoilers just come out on their own.
It's true.
And we're lucky that we live in a house where the police cannot get us.
So far.
And just a little tip here, a sub tip. You're going to want to savor the surprises. There might still be something not major in the plot that surprises you.
Mm-hmm. For example, maybe the main character finds a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they were never the main character to begin with. And it was just like, got ya.
Maybe the cute barista that the main character's been stalking spells his name correctly on the cup.
Maybe they begin every third sentence with a gerund.
Oh,
and
man.
It's a little clunky, but, you know, you weren't expecting that.
Maybe you're reading and you realize, oh, this is not the same book I thought it was.
Yeah, maybe you're reading and you're like, oh, this horse and this boy still hanging out? Jeez, God, get to the action.
Stupid book.
Ugh.
And maybe Harry Potter dies at the end.
We don't know.
Of Star Wars.
We don't know. Well, we may never know.
Yeah, even films and books that you've seen, you are not authorized to spoil because you have to be skeptical of everything that you think you know about them.
They may release another movie or maybe even three movies beforehand, and it may change the whole story, and you may have wished it never did.
This is just me, guys. If I am hotly anticipating a particular piece of media, I will sometimes watch 4/5 of it and not watch the ending because I don't want to spoil it for myself in the moment.
I want mystery to last forever. Exactly.
I don't want to be watching a movie or reading a book and get to the surprise and be like, oh, thanks, Arthur C. Clarke. Mm-hmm. Now I know who the alien is. Let me find it out on my own.
Every Agatha Christie story in my collection is just about a group of people talking about someone who died.
Yeah.
Because I never read the ending, folks.
No. You don't want it to be ruined.
Keeps it special.
Think of, like, your birthday cake. You want to eat a lot of it, but if you have that final piece, your birthday is over, and everything right. just sucks again.
And
you go back 1 year.
You do. And also, don't forget there's that fish in there.
God.
From earlier.
Have it your way.
Yes. Step 5. Keep in mind that movie plots and book plots frequently diverge and vary in depth. And vary in depth.
Not extremely
very,
in depth.
Right, that's my bad. Some of them are very in depth.
Yeah.
If they have a lot of elements. So I would especially like to point out that the movie and the novel Divergence are ironically exactly the same.
But this happens so often. With the end of Bonnie and Clyde, the film, of course, Bonnie and Clyde are transported to a space colony where their crime spree can continue indefinitely.
We learn that Bonnie and Clyde are actually acronyms for, like, robots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Luke, you know those acronyms.
Yeah, yeah.
Bonnie?
Botific Bot for the B. And, of course, the rest of it goes, Botific Bot.
We'll take your word for it.
Thank you very much.
That was a lot less fun than I thought it would be.
What happens at the end of the novel?
So, in the novel, Bonnie and Clyde open up a mom-and-pop diner and get shot to death in it, brutally.
Holy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. No other space adventures.
I have to say, I prefer the movie version, Thomas. They do differ. For example, in Harry Potter, and I'm just going to do one of the earlier ones, The Sorcerer's Stone, or Philosopher Stone. For you hoity-toity
Take
types.
Take a drag of that cigarette, Harry Potter.
Oh, boy. At the end of the movie, The Sorcerer's Stone, there's credits. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the book, there aren't.
That's a huge oversight.
Difference. Yeah, exactly.
J.K. Rowling I know she wrote that book on a napkin in a restaurant when she was...
Oh, spoilers!
Sorry. Her upcoming autobiography could be spoiled even just by background knowledge of her.
The one that always got me the most was, for everyone who has read and watched World War Z, you want to go about it.
I love it.
In the movie, everyone was killed by really fast zombies. Whereas in the book, everyone was killed by really slow zombies.
That is a huge distinction. Because it takes a lot longer to read a book than it does to watch a movie. That's probably why they did that.
Are you sure that it wasn't just your perception of how long the events took?
True.
Because you were reading a book as opposed to watching something which was paced for you.
That's interesting, Thomas.
Well, you just completely spoiled my perception of that experience.
And as I always say, our mind, our reality is a simulacra. This is fabrication, folks, and you are deluding yourself if you think you know the truth.
Take another drag of that cigarette. You've earned it, Thomas.
I'm on to the filter, boys. I'm on to the filter.
Oh, boy. A few technical difficulties.
Some trouble finding that next step. And
all right, here we go.
We might not even finish this piece just out of, like, honor.
Yeah, we should keep the last step blank.
So, if you want to enjoy a spoiled plot book, step 6, this is a surefire tip. Be someone who loves spoilers. Change your attitude, man.
See, like I've been saying, your entire personality and brain are totally moldable, so you can just choose to be someone who likes something that previously you didn't. Just decide to love them.
It's 2016. You've got no right to have your information private. You've got no right to, you know, keep away from spoilers. You just gotta get with the times.
Presume all information and data is free data. It already belongs to everyone. You just gotta get there first.
Yeah, and hey, just to help you love spoilers, here's a little spoiler for you. At the end of Midnight Run, everything works out.
Spoiled.
Boom. Boom. Don't you love it? You're welcome, audience.
I think there could probably be an equivalent show with Ashton Kutcher spoiling stories for people.
Yeah, I like that. Like a punked, but like specifically for spoiling
things. Like someone's going to be reading Great Gatsby, and he'll run in and be like, I'm going to spoil it for you. That's his job.
No,
he'll spoil it and then be, boom, spoiled.
Yeah. No, let's spoil it. He gets that drink named after him, the Grape Gatsby.
Yes, and it's a huge hit.
Yeah, he finally lands the deal.
Good for that guy.
He gets the green light on his special drink at the end of the novel.
Absolutely. Like boats ever beating against the current, ceaselessly drawn back into the past. Will you try to forget a spoiler once you've heard it.
I've also memorized that last sentence for some reason. Let's move on.
Okay. Okay, this is number 7, pretty straightforward. Step 7, avoid times when you might be confronted by spoilers.
So at this point, you're so infatuated by the idea of a spoiler that if you encounter too many of them, you might become a babbling fool.
You might.
And as a momentary confession of that exact experience, when Thomas asked me to create an acronym, I had forgotten what that word meant and then started babbling about words that made absolutely no sense.
Luke, you didn't have to clarify that. That was incredibly clear.
Yeah, minute by minute, the podcast magic is leaking out onto the floor. Let's just get into a few places where you might hear spoilers, where they're more common. Mm-hmm. Book club meetups.
Yeah.
Don't go to book club. Someone's going to be there. They're going to have read it 4 weeks early. Guess what? In The Lion King, Hamlet sees his ghost dead.
Don't go to websites that review the books you're reading. They'll probably tell you stuff.
Absolutely. Like, oh, the reason I loved... What's a book? Help me out here. I've listed so many I can't list anymore.
Life of Pi.
The Grape Gatsby of Wrath.
The Life of Pi thing is just too real for me. Uh-huh. This is a true story, boys.
Okay.
I was at an improv show, and someone got the suggestion of Life of Pi, and did a monologue wherein he recounted the entire plot of The Life of Pi while I was captive in the audience. I believe, it was terrible.
I believe you were reading that book and you were like a chapter away.
Yes, I was literally 30 pages away from the end of Life of Pi. I was probably going to read it when I got home from the show. And this guy decides in a public forum where I can't leave to spell out the entire ending of the book.
Would you say that this individual deserves to be in prison?
Well, minimum security, I guess. If you gun to my head.
I'm going to turn the blame on you a little bit because
can I just finish my thought? Mm-hmm. Don't go to improv shows ever. You will get things spoiled. Yeah. Go on.
Part 4 of step 7 is you see someone with a copy of the book and they're talking about just having finished it. Let them know quickly that you don't want to know the ending. I think it was your responsibility as an audience member to speak up and tell that monologist that you didn't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. I bet you would have saved a lot of other audience members from the same hardship.
That's true. I should have. If ever there was a time to heckle, that would have been the time. Mm-hmm. Just to reiterate, if you see someone with a copy of the book and they're talking about just having finished it, let them know you don't want to know the ending. So at book club, you better get in there and be like, Marcia, don't tell me the ending. Jerry, don't tell me the ending. I see you all with copies of this book. Can we talk about anything else today? Can we talk about anything else at this book club?
Talk about food at your book club. You can't spoil that unless you leave it out for a week.
That's true.
So this one is maybe self-evident.
Don't go looking for spoilers online. If you want to enjoy a book without it being spoiled, don't look for a spoiler.
But, you know, it can be very difficult where you really want to know a tiny bit, a snippet, to get you excited about it.
Oh, like, I want to know which one's the Cylon in that nerd show.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sometimes you just want to know something. You know how you know that? You read the book.
Mm-hmm. But not all of it. Leave the ending for the forever mystery.
Yeah, it's your little forever mystery. I like to say.
All right.
Finally, this is the final step.
Wait.
Yeah.
And now we come to an impasse.
Do we read the final step?
Oh, man. I don't think we can.
Folks, if you want to understand the end of this, you'll have to read by yourself to step 8 and then make your own choice as well.
However, we don't want to leave you hanging. We do have a special tip at the end of this article.
We do. I just want to say, though, step 9, real doozy of a twist ending there. Really makes you reevaluate the rest of the article. You know, you're going to love this.
If I knew this, I would have looked at the whole thing very differently.
Yeah. It also gives away the ending of Old Yeller, so you might not want to read it.
All right, so close us out with this final tip,
Why
Jesse.
Don't you take us? Okay, I'll take us away here. If the ending is spoiled, remember this. It's not the end of the book that matters. In fact, 99% of the time, books have happy endings. And we all know it. Recognize that reading a book isn't about getting to the end of the story. It's how it happened.
So when you're 50 pages into Oedipus Rex and you start to worry, maybe this isn't going to turn out so well for him, don't worry. There is an almost unfathomable probability that everything is going to work out okay.
And you know what? If you have 100 books, if you just throw one of those out, the rest are probably going to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. We all know 99% of books have happy endings. So a series of unfortunate events. Happy you're not endings. Fooling anybody with that title.
The tragedy of Macbeth.
Well, tragedy?
More like happy ending.
I'm sure there's a book on it, but based on the movie, The Perfect Storm.
That storm is so good.
It's perfect. It's perfect. There was a recent book that was released called John Dies at the End.
Does he?
He dies of laughter. Let's just say that.
Oh, man.
And so did we.
And I guess you could say that this article had a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, just one more thing that I just can't overlook at this point.
Yeah.
Some articles have tips, some have items you need for said article.
Yeah, this is key.
Things you need for this article to work.
A checklist, if you
will. We really should have said this at the beginning of the podcast.
You're gonna need, it's just one simple item.
You need to bring with you a book with a spoiled plot.
Yeah. Hey, you're reading a book, you don't know the ending? You're listening to the wrong podcast, buddy. I was gonna say Macbeth, more like Macbest. I was going to say that earlier, but I didn't get a chance.
I thought it would have been pretty good. For spoiling your joke.
Come in, come in, come in. Book club can't start without you guys.
I can't wait for this. I brought snacks this week.
Thank you, Janine.
It was my turn, right?
It was your turn.
Oh, thank heavens.
I was so close to kicking you out of this book club.
I find it's often Janine's turn.
Oh, what are those, little pork rinds?
The pork rolls, actually.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's sit down in the living room here.
Oh, the...
I call the beanbag chair.
Ooh, nice. Shotgun!
What? There's only two chairs for the club today.
Yes, well, you brought snacks, so I was gonna make you sit on the floor, but, they look good, so I'm gonna take this bullet for you, Janine.
Well, as club leader, that's very responsible of you.
Okay, well, let's just dive right in. What did you guys think of The Da Vinci Code?
I hated it. And that's all I'll say on the matter.
Really? I loved it.
Really?
It spoke to me.
What about?
I picked this book because it's about art, and about museums, and it's about secrets, and it's just so mysterious, and Dr. Robert Langdon reminds me of my father.
Sarah, it's okay. We're allowed to have different opinions. We talk about this each week. It's okay if not everyone loves the book.
What did you think, Janine? Did you like the book?
Well, I thought it had some good parts.
Tell her what we said, Janine.
Wait, you guys discussed something ahead of time?
Sure, we met up before.
Wait, what?
We burnt the books already.
You burned the books?
It seemed appropriate.
We threw them in the fireplace.
What? I bought those for you from the library.
And the library would be pretty upset that they're not going
to
be...
Yeah, we are sorry that we destroyed them. It was a crime of passion, though. You have to understand.
Those bookmarks were $1.25 each.
That's expensive for a bookmark.
Yeah, $1.12 is standard, I think.
Why wouldn't you like the book?
All right. Well, we decided that Dr. Langford...
Yeah, Dr. Langdon. Oh my gosh, he's on every page.
Is he a doctor, though? I wasn't sure
entirely. He's got credentials. He went to Stanford for 9 years in symbology.
So, we decided that Dr. Langford was a cipher.
What do you mean he was a cipher?
We mean...
You're a cipher.
Hey!
I don't even know what it means.
Sarah.
I'm sorry.
You're not supposed to take it personally. Just let us share.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm sorry.
Exactly. So, by cipher, we mean both a code and also an absence. So, the character lacks development, but also the greater mystery is who he is.
Because he just, you know, even I was reading the book, and it's like he wasn't even around the whole time.
He was the protagonist of the book. He had all of the action in all of the scenes.
I'm pretty sure Da Vinci was the protagonist of the book.
Okay, well, did you guys even read the book?
Well, I mean, tell her what we said, Janine.
Well, of course, we really thought that Tom Hanks did a really good job.
Okay, first of all, that was from the terrible Ron Howard adaptation that throws out whole swaths of the novel, okay?
Look, we skimmed the film just to give us a sense of the
characters. You didn't even watch the whole film?
But we scrubbed through the boring stuff.
It was long.
Granted, it is 2.5 hours. You guys haven't let me pick the book since we started. And finally, after 2 years of doing this, I finally get to pick the book. I pick a fast, easy airport read that I love, The Da Vinci Code, and you two don't even do me the respect of reading it. You burned it!
I know it looks bad, Sarah, but you asked a lot of us.
Do you even know how many puzzles there are there that we just can't solve?
47 puzzles. There are 47 distinct Da Vinci puzzles. Puzzle 1, what is up with the painting of the Last Supper? Puzzle 2, what is Sir Ian McKellen's character up to?
Wait a second.
Puzzle
Did
3.
Did you watch the
is
film?
Is he really an albino? Or is that some sort of face paint? Puzzle the 4th. Who is Da Vinci? Puzzle 5. I could go on. Okay, please, I could go on.
Let's stop you there, Sarah.
We're not your dad, Sarah.
I know.
I wish you were my dad.
I know you miss him, Sarah. And it's gotten you kind of book crazy.
He went around the world looking for the secret to Chagall's artwork, and he never came back.
And he was a great man. We loved Clarence.
Clarence was so close to finding the mummy's bones, you guys.
Yeah.
And then when he was there for your 5th birthday party, when we had that wonderful cake,
he bought you the first book you ever read.
That's right. My first book. Everybody Poops.
It's a good one.
So
5 stars.
Well, you read that one?
That one's a page-turner.
Oh, my gosh.
But Sarah, we think that this obsession of yours with the Da Vinci Code is unhealthy.
I've read the book 87 times. That's true.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know that's a lot,
You
right?
need to read it that many times to figure out where Adam and Eve's secret is, where their treasure is.
It's essentially a book for teenagers, okay. Sarah.
Maybe I'm a teenager at heart.
And if you have to read it that many times, do you even, like, really get it then?
Okay, well, you know what? Here's my copy of The Name of the Rose by Umberto whatever his name is that you guys made me read last time. And I'm going to throw it into my fireplace
now.
Sarah, now. Here we go. Goodbye, monks.
It was a symbolic burning for us in order to purge the demons that have corrupted our friend. Not the angels, just the demons. And we feel that you need to let go of this.
I feel like when you guys watched that movie, you locked me out of your digital fortress.
Right. Well, Janine and I had been talking about one other thing.
What is it, Monica?
We
want to stop book club.
Yeah, we don't want this anymore.
You guys are my friends. You're the only ones that have kept me going since my father disappeared all those years ago.
Oh, and Clarence, that mystery may never be solved, Sarah, but we feel that this book club is hurting our friendship.
Well, we only meet once a week, just for the rules of the club.
That's normal for book clubs. It's actually more than usually people meet. Usually it's once a month. I like to meet once a week, because it's not just about the book, you guys. It's about checking in with each other emotionally. Like, I was there for you, Janine, during your divorce, when Charles was off in Vegas.
Yeah.
With who knows how many boyfriends.
13.
And I was there for you, Monica.
Okay.
When you accidentally taped over your friend's VHSs.
Yeah, I was crying all week. And you dried those tears.
You know what? I don't need you guys. If you don't want to do this, I'm going to buy a plane ticket. No, I'm going to buy a Zeppelin ticket. I'm going to grab my explorer's hat. And I'm going around the world looking for my father.
But Sarah, that's what we were going to tell you.
We already bought the Zeppelin.
And the
guys,
ticket.
What?
It's outside.
You did? Why
That's
didn't you
right.
tell me earlier?
Because we wanted to...
You didn't want to spoil it?
Yes. And don't worry, the Zeppelin has 3 chairs.
Shotgun! That's it for this episode.
I've been Thomas Tolles.
I've been Jesse Bergen.
And I'm Luke Cecilon.
And
print.